Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Hey, what's up? Welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Guillebeau, the host of Side Hustle School. And here we are halfway through January. The month is off to a bang, as they say. I've been hearing lots of great questions and ideas from listeners. This one is a really creative one. Today's caller has an idea to remix a historical event for a new generation. Okay, so they're going to describe it better than I could. It's basically Civil War reenactments, but with video games. Okay, as I said, they'll describe it. My job is to offer feedback on how it might work, practically speaking, and specifically through the lens of a money-making project. Okay, and that's a key point because someone asked me the other day if we feature other kinds of ideas or non-money-making projects or hobbies or charity work. And the answer is no. Like, our focus here is specifically on economic empowerment. Like, I want to help you make money. Okay, there are lots of great projects out there. Not every project you do has to make money. But when you're trying to improve your economic situation, you need to make more money, right? Pretty simple. So that's the lens that we use to decide on which case studies and listener questions to feature, what really works, how can you be inspired, and hopefully also take action. So today's question, the Super Mario Brothers Civil War reenactment. It's coming up after this quick message from our sponsor. A few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Chris, this is Troy from Honolulu, and I found your show after recently reading $100 Startup. I'm sure you've heard of, like, those Civil War reenactments. Well, I've got an idea that's kind of similar. I think it's kind of cool. I want to recreate some classic video game battles. Imagine playing as Mario in a real-life scenario where you have to go through the castle and defeat Bowser, or like Link from The Legend of Zelda, you would have to slash your way through the Lost Woods to assemble the Triforce pieces and eventually challenge Ganon, but you get the idea. There could be some other examples, but what I'm wondering is, what do you think of this as a business idea? Would I get in trouble from using those characters' images? I'm sure there are some technicalities and legalities around that, but gotta rescue those princesses. Thanks.
Hey, Troy, what's up, man? I love the idea, love the concept. However, you know, as I said, my job to provide some feedback, hopefully helpful feedback, not just it's a great idea, because anybody can tell you it's a great idea. My point is kind of, you know, I don't know that it's going to be the greatest money-making idea. Again, you know, our focus here, our lens with Side Hustle School, where will these reenactments be held? Like, as awesome as they sound, you know, it seems like there might be high costs associated with them. It's also a high-touch kind of event, you know, to put on some kind of classic video game battle with potentially lots of people. You can only run so many of them yourself. And, you know, I could say more here, but you kind of get the idea. Like, it's hard to make money with this. Like, what is the revenue model? Of course, people will pay to participate, but you might need more than that, right? And unfortunately, like, this isn't the only problem. So that's why I won't stay on that because, you know, as to whether you could get in trouble for using the images of Nintendo characters, yes, you could, basically, for a commercial project like this. And you probably won't, you know, get in trouble, at least as long as you aren't very successful with your project. But that's not really good news, right? Because it means that just as soon as you start to be successful, then you start getting unfriendly letters from Nintendo's attorneys, who can be fiercer than Bowser. I actually don't know if that last part is true, but whenever possible, you want to avoid getting letters from lawyers. Okay, so for multiple reasons, I think this is an awesome idea, a very fun idea that might be best saved for the list of awesome, fun ideas that you considered before you found your winning one. And I say that as a fan of these classic video games. So just keep thinking, and of course, let me know how it goes. Listeners, if you've got an idea or a question or some feedback, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll be featuring them throughout the year. Got a big year planned for you, along with updates from listeners as they launch and grow their projects. So much is on the way. I hope you subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is, once again, Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.